It's time now for another edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
And there goes the last DJ.
Rhonda Lavaldo hosts Native Spirit at KKFI Community Radio in Kansas City, Missouri, and she joins us now. Hi, Rhonda.
Hello.
Well, can you first describe for us what kind of music you play? Who are your listeners?
I do a Native American radio program showcasing just Native American artists, both contemporary music and traditional music, and just mix it up. For my listeners, I have anyone from non-Native Americans to Native Americans listening, not just in the Kansas City area, but online as well.
All right, well, let's get to some of the music, and we'll start with something traditional. This is by the group Northern Cree. It's called The Ripper. So tell us about this one.
All right. So this is what we call powwow music. And usually, almost every weekend, you can find a powwow somewhere going on across the United States. And these are different events for Native American dancers that they can compete at, or sometimes are just to be there and hang out and have fun. So that style of music is called a Northern traditional powwow music. And they're from in Canada, so they're a northern tribe. That song, if you noticed, it was very fast, and so it was what they call a trick song. They're trying to get the dancers when they're dancing to mess up. For the dancers when they're competing, it's all about knowing the songs and trying to dance the best you can.
Well, let's compare that now with an example of southern powwow style. This is by Thunder Hill. It's called Intertribal Five. So what's the difference there? It's a bit slower than the first one, but other than that, what would you say is the difference?
Well, and even in the vocal styles, you have the men who are singing in a lower tone. And in that one, too, they also have a women's singers. You can hear them in the background as well, and they're a little bit higher tone than the men.
All right, well, you have some less traditional music for us as well. This is Frank Wong with Victory Song.
Toss me the mic. I'm a beast when I'm on the stage. Out the cage, MC rocking double braids. Let him sway, my music bang. Remember back on the res, on the courts when we used to hang. We ain't have a lie, but you had my back. That's why I rose with rap when I rap. Like coke, that soldier, really told ya, boy. Flow is colder now, we taking over, boy. So many times I almost quit and put the mic down. So many rhymes I gotta spit to get the right sound. White America keep telling me to pipe down. They tight wound for standing up on my ground. Settlers be peddlers of the white lies. Blue bloods be lost souls in disguise. Your red bins was paid for with red skins. Your safe life was paid for with my rights. But I'm here to let the world know now. Ancestors lived through our flow now. Never slowed down, came a long way. Said I'll never change what the song say.
Now, Frank is from the Rosebud Reservation in South Dakota. You hear him mention his double braids. In photos, he's often wearing a backwards hat as well.
Yeah, and he's such an inspiration to our young people. And he just graduated from college. So, you know, not just doing education, but also following a dream or a goal. You know, he's really inspired so many of our Native youth.
What do you mean by that? What is he rapping about that inspires them?
He talks about a lot of different things. And another song, he was singing about the Keystone XL pipeline. And it's a song called Oil for Blood, saying, you know, that's not what they want on their land. The Keystone XL pipeline would have crossed over on their land, and fighting against it and encouraging the young people to be involved in these types of issues, not just singing about you know, getting bling or something like that. Yeah. So it's there's a message in it.
Well, what do you find that young people who are living on reservations right now are interested in, musically or otherwise?
I think they, you know, they have dreams, like they want to be a rapper, they want to be a singer, whether it's blues or jazz or hard rock. They want to be basketball stars. They have the same dreams as regular school kids.
Let's get to another one. This is Aragon Star. She is a Kickapoo from Oklahoma. This is The Red Road.
The red road fills your soul and you can carry any load you need. You need. He's an Indian loving life and liberty. He learned a trade from his dad. Not the only Indian on the road. Ponca friends are on CB Rocky.
He's an Indian loving life and liberty. What is she singing about there, and what do you like about this one?
You know, I call this the happy-go-lucky song. It's just so, it makes you just want to smile and clap along with it. She's talking about a Native man who is a truck driver and driving on the road, but thinking about, you know, his family and stuff like that, you know, and it's just a really nice song. I enjoy listening to Aragon Star and her work.
All right, well, we have time for one more. This is Jerry Alfred and the Medicine Beat. This is Nenda. Now, Jerry Alfred lives in Yukon in Canada. He's from the Northern Tuchoni tribe. What does Nenda mean? What's he singing about here?
Yeah, he's singing in his First Nations language, and he's talking about going back and how, you know, children have to leave to go to get an education, but to go back home and remember who you are and where you came from. And I think it speaks volumes to a lot of our Native youth who make that decision to either stay on the reservation or, you know, go outside the reservation to either go to college or get a job or do something different.
And what does it mean to you personally? Because you spent part of your childhood in New Mexico in Acoma Pueblo, a Native American community there, but you left and now you're in Missouri and you teach at Haskell Indian Nations University in Lawrence, Kansas.
I made that decision myself to, I went to Haskell, I went to KU, and decided I wanted to stay and teach the next generation of people who want to be involved in media and hopefully get more Native Americans, whether it's in radio or journalism, encouraging them to do that.
Are you ever drawn back, though?
Oh, yes, definitely, yeah. And I go home when I can. It's difficult during the semester because, well, I'm teaching and can't leave my students. But yes, I do go home whenever it's possible.
Well, Rhonda Livaldo, host of Native Spirit at KKFI Community Radio in Kansas City, Missouri. Fascinating to hear about some of this music and to hear some of it. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.